Welcome once again to the To Kill a Mockingbird podcast. This is the final podcast relating the chapters of the book Over the Internet. The following podcast will be explaining your next project. This podcast covers chapters 29, 30, and 31. In chapter 29, we are given Scout's reconstructions of the events in chapter 28. In chapter 30, we watch Atticus struggle for the implications of these events and how it affects his world. The theme once again is brought up of how do you bring Boo Radley out of hiding, or how does Boo Radley come out? And we now know that he is the father-like figure who comes to the rescue of Scout. The description of Boo Radley is worth rereading once again. Please do so, because it will affect your view on him as a character and him as a person. Secrets and hypocrisies, as well as courage. We've seen Atticus throughout the knowledge insist on exposing the truth, even if he means losing a battle, and sometimes at great cost to himself. Here, the cost of honesty is much higher. We see him faced with sacrificing his son to his convictions. It would be hypocritical to keep Jem's crime hidden, but this is not what helps Atticus decide to face the ordeal of a trial. His reasons are worth rereading. Six paragraphs beginning with, "See there, heck," will let you know more information about that. Notice that what they decide to do about this, and what Hectate decides and says about this. Let the dead bury the dead. Once again, this is a biblical reference, spoken when a potential follower of Jesus Christ in the Judeo-Christian beliefs of the Bible wants to bury his father before joining Jesus. Is this justice? Is the dead burying the dead justice? Or does Jem deserve some sort of trial or some sort of punishment to punish him for his actions, even though it was self-defense? Would people see it as self-defense? Would he be tried as a minor or as an adult? All things to consider. I personally like the way it ended. I like that they just let it be the way it was and didn't go any further into it. But realistically, I don't know if that would be possible. Maybe in a small town in the 30s, yes. Realistically now in modern times, probably not. I find it touching when Atticus tells Tate, "I don't want to lose him and Scout because they're all I've got. When they are grown, I'll be an old man." Imagine Atticus as an old man. I'm already picturing him in my head as an old man. So think about that. Do you agree with Hectate that there's a justice in Ewell's death? What goes around comes around. Did he deserve it? Did Bob Ewell deserve to die? Another thing you might want to consider, how does a good person live? How does a bad person live? Does one deserve death? Does one not? If so, in what ways? Chapter 31, we finally have the two plot strands joined when Boo Radley becomes the hero of the final act of the Robinson trial, because the three themes of courage, prejudice, and education, as well as growing up, are all brought together as well. We now know how Jem's arm became broken, which was the first question of the whole entire story, which drew the reader in, and control our own conclusions as to where it all began, whether it began with Boo or whether it began with the trial. We've seen Boo's courage, as well as the children's courage, grow. We've seen all the characters grow up in their own certain ways, even Atticus, with his last revelations of the children growing up in the last chapter. And we've seen courage throughout and prejudice throughout the whole entire story. We've seen Scout's view of the neighborhood change as she stands on the Radley porch and equates Boo and Atticus in her mind as both fatherly figures. And we learn that her education was more based in the real world in her life, not in the education of school. I love the line, "Boo was our neighbor. He gave us two soap dolls, a broken watch and a chain, a pair of good luck pennies, and our lives." One of my favorite quotes in the whole entire book. Other than that, I think the book is a very well-written book, very necessary book, and I personally like the lessons it has to teach. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and tune in next time for the instructions for how to build your own podcast on your thematic value that you've been studying. Mr. Barnes.